from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
G'day there, and welcome to the rewrap for Wednesday. All the best bits from the Mike Hosking Breakfast in a sillier package. I am Glenn ZB, and this morning we've got another comment about the Commerce Commission, or as I like to think of it, a com. Free uni for 80,000, is this a concern? Confiscating tourists' keys and potatoes versus Coomera. But before any of that, the gender pay gap. Should we be worried?
It's the clickbait world of getting your attention, which is sad to the extent that it takes away from the real message. And the real message, the point of the whole report, was to highlight that women make up 47% of the workforce, but only 29% of leadership roles. Now, a couple of questions that might make this slightly contentious. Do we know, I mean really know for sure, that women want more roles in management? And if we do, how do we know that? And how many are there who do want that sort of role? I, for example, don't want to lead anything. Never have. But society seems to think that being in charge of stuff counts for something. Could it be, and I'm not saying it is, I'm just asking, could it be women don't want to be team leaders? Could we have the whole measurement process wrong? One of the more valuable parts of the report, I would have thought, is the suggestion that women in leadership leads to more women in leadership. Women lead to women. Women winning leads to winning. What they add to the economy, if you follow that logic, and I do, doesn't actually matter, does it? Surely the point is the freedom to be able to follow your aspirations. I continue to be suspicious of these sort of reports, in part because surely we are a country festooned with female leaders, for goodness sake. Politics, Shipley, Clark, Ardern, Government and Justice, Elias, Tizard, Reddy, Sport, Take Your Pick, Devoy, Adams, Carrington, Business, Foreman, Pye, Gatting, goes on, I can bore you witless with the list. We're not short of inspiration. Ultimately, if we are sweating the wrong thing, though, if we've made being the boss the be-all and end-all, and that's not what people really want, then the 900 million is basically pointless.
Of course, that figure of 900 million is completely wrong. All the money should be going to the ladies. None of it should be going to the men. We are useless and they are great. We've been through all this before. Why can't they sort it out? It's not difficult. I think the Hosk wants to know why the Commerce Commission can't sort its way out of a paper bag, to be honest.
The merger of Platinum Equity and Office Max. Now, Platinum owns Staples. Staples, you will know the name. Massive American operator, Office Max. Well-known player in the market here. Now, our commission, having said yes to the merger, is now saying no. They're saying no because of Fuji Xerox, who got themselves involved in a scandal you may have read about. Now, their argument is the level of competition as a result of that has fallen away. But here comes the issue. The merger in Australia has been cleared. In Australia, the commission, known as the ACCC, they got no problem with it. So Australia's cool, we aren't. Who's right? And in that is the problem. And if it's not the problem, it's at least worth raising the question. Just how much interference do we want a commission running? If the commission are out of step with current thinking, how much damage do they do? And in doing that damage, how long before business gets sick of it? How many deals aren't done? And with those deals not being done, how much expansion doesn't happen? How many jobs don't get created? How much revenue is not generated? The commission is there, I would have thought, as a safeguard, not an overbearing handbrake. And I wonder if they've forgotten that remit and whether their new powers are only going to make that worse.
It sounds like we've got another crusade on our hands here. Not only is the Hoss single-handedly trying to bring down the DHB system, it sounds like he's now railing against the Commerce Commission in a series of comments as well. We've got noises about possible changes to the DHB system. Maybe we'll get some noises to shake up the Commerce Commission. Is Mike running the country via his radio show? What a disturbing thought. He's also disturbed by the thought of 80,000 new students turning up to university next year because it's free.
I was very depressed yesterday. This 80,000 students, 80,000 students are going to be lining up for free next year at university. Now, whether you agree with the, I don't agree with it. I think it's a stupid idea. It is a waste of money. It will achieve nothing. And anybody who wants access to university has been able to get access to university through student loans. It's always been the case. And many a time I've sat round at the neighbour's house many years ago who were all students, all medical students. Three of them sat round, had the roast meal on a Sunday. Very nice people. And they're off skiing every year in Banff. And they went to Banff on the student loan. I mean, they've rorted the system for years. There is no reason you can't go to university if you really want to. And all that's happening with your 80,000. And if you're going to hand out free education, hand it out to something useful. Either isolate out the courses this country needs and make them free. Or means test it and give it to people who can't afford, arguably, to go to university. I can rock up next year at the age of 52 on the money I earn and get free education. How phenomenally stupid is that?
It's hard to believe.
Correct.
That you're only 52.
Yeah. And need further education. You say, surely, Mike, that brain's full. But that be that as it may, Jacinda's paying for me to go to university next year, and that is fundamentally wrong.
Anyway, can you learn to ski?
More on this after already can. Got the Rossignols very, very good in and out the flags.
Yes, certainly you can get very depressed thinking about the, well, any number of students, let alone 80,000 of them. I don't even want to think of one student at once. It's yuck, gross. They're disgusting. Have you ever considered chasing a tourist and then taking their keys off them?
Trending now on the Mike Hosking Breakfast.
Story in the Herald this morning. Man tails a tourist driver for 50Ks, confiscates the keys once she pulled over after watching several near misses. And the reaction is, if I had to take the keys off all the bad and dangerous Kiwi drivers that have a cupboard full, if tourists don't come from a country where they drive on the same side of the road as we do, they should not be allowed to drive. Seems like normal Auckland driving behaviour to me. Well done, says another. Tourists should be giving driving lessons before they get rentals. He chased her? Sounds like he's as stupid and dangerous as she is. It's not racist or national chauvinism. It's just practical and a matter of logic that there needs to be regulation or further regulation around people driving in conditions that are much different to those of the origin of their country. It's the old tourist and the driving debate once again. So round and round we go.
Of course, this is not the first time we've heard of somebody taking a tourist's keys off them. How does that work? How do you go about that exactly? Like, I mean, obviously I can see how you can chase somebody, drive after them, follow them. But then do you just go up to them and say, hey, give us your keys, and they go, oh, okay. How does it, like, technically work? I don't know. Anyway, it's time to talk about how urban expansion is affecting our market garden economy, really.
We're not talking about this enough. I've not seen the numbers until now, hence I raise the issue with you again, but it's something I've raised before, and that is this business of we're building more houses in this country for obvious reasons, and you can do two things in cities. You can go up or out or both, so which is three things. So generally, you go a bit up, bit out. And as you go out, what happens is you hit fertile land, and the fertile land grows the potatoes, and we eat a lot of potatoes, 23 kilos of potatoes each in this country per year, which is 500,000 tons of potatoes every year. And that's just the potatoes. I haven't even got to the pumpkins and the courgettes yet. So by the time you do the fruit and veg, you're into productive land. And suddenly, we're slicing up the productive land in this country for housing. And the people who grow the vegetables on the productive land are saying, hang on, we're not going to be able to feed ourselves. Now, I didn't realise how small the number was. It's only 5.5%. 5.5% of land is appropriate for vegetable production in this country. 5.5% is next to nothing. And of that, a tenth of it, 10% of it's already been divided into lifestyle blocks in the past 15 years. So we're encroaching on vegetable growing territory. And what are we going to do when there's none of that land left? Are we thinking about that yet or not?
We need an inquiry into the price of kumara.
I would have thought, have they not announced that in association with the health, housing or petrol inquiries they've already announced? Wasn't that a kumara housing committee they're looking at? Or do we need a fourth separate?
I mean, I feel like I'm being held hostage at $9.99 a kilo.
How much?
$9.99 a kilo.
That's right up there, isn't it? That's right up there. I mean, I'd forego it for a while. Buy something cheaper.
Don't be stupid.
Jersey Bennies are in. The Jersey Bennies have arrived, and there is nothing. I would say a Jersey Benny beats a Coomera any day.
Come on,
the week.
Flood him with texts.
Jersey
people.
Benny's rule.
Point hashtag out how wrong he is yet again.
Which, of course, did actually happen. I mean, who chooses a potato, which essentially doesn't taste like anything at all, over a Coomera, which is nice? It's just a simple equation. I am Glenn ZB. That was the rewrap for Wednesday. We'll see you back here again tomorrow. Please, kumara only in the hamper, no potatoes. It's not that I don't like potatoes, I just don't love them like I love kumara. You see what I mean?